It's 12 o'clock, Newfoundland Standard Time. Stay tuned for The Great Eastern with Paul Moss. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, 520 on the long wave. This week on The Great Eastern.
That's a hormonal time bomb waiting to explode.
I kind of tend to think that the guys here are a little inbred.
Come on, Paul, I'll give you a freebie.
No, you are damned! Damned!
Canada, let's get going. Blessed Iceland and Newfoundland, stir it up. My name is Paul Moss. On today's show, where have all the acceptable men gone? Elective epidermal surgery, go under the needle of your own free will. And romper, bumper, stomper, boo. Tell me, tell me, tell me do. All this for you, with me, on the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine. BCN's entertainment beatrix, Geraldine Cumby, joins me now for a delightfully capricious look at the St. John scene.
Hey, Paul.
Thanks for dragging yourself out of bed at such an unfashionable hour.
Believe me, it was a bed I was glad to drag myself out of.
What a life you young people lead. So, Geraldine, tell us, what's happening out there in the naked city?
What's happening out there, Paul, is a serious guy gap.
This would be the one between our ears?
No. The guy gap refers to the fact that 61% of the people in this town are female.
Really? That's more than half.
Well over half. It's a huge imbalance that has a big effect on the lives of single heterosexual women.
Yeah, big effect. But it doesn't really add up, Geraldine.
How so?
Well, I know lots of guys, myself humbly included, who are going without, shall we say. We're available.
For serious relationships?
Oh, well, that's different, yeah.
A whole subculture of female frustration's grown up.
But that's not new.
This form of it is.
So now women are frustrated at not being able to hook a guy who they can be frustrated by.
Basically.
It must be frustrating, yeah.
All over town, deep into the night, women are getting together bemoaning. I had a few friends over the other night, and we got to talking, so I got out the tape deck.
Oh, good. Let's eavesdrop, shall we?
Well, I would just say, when was the last time you found a man in St. John's? It's been over a decade, for me. You know, the last line I heard from a guy in a bar was, I'm really sweaty.
Yes, well,
right?
We met the guy in the bar.
Really,
yeah, I just feel right here.
And his other conversation was showing me how tall he actually is when he stands up straight.
He's going to check this out.
But could he
you
stand
think
up
I'm shorter
straight?
Than you, right?
I'm not.
I've lowered the beam, and I've lowered it, and I've lowered it. I used to say to myself, look, at the very least, he's got to have a job.
I'll tell you. A couple of women sat around the other night, and we all decided to write out our ideal man. And we came up with really straightforward solutions as to what we don't want in a man. Like, can't talk about what comes out of their orifices. They have to eat vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
They have to have ambition, and that means they have to want to get up in the morning.
But it's definitely different here. Like, have you been to Montreal recently?
I've been to Halifax.
Oh my God, the guys are so gorgeous. I don't know what, you know, what is it?
Well, I mean, you're just talking about a genetic pool. Just a basic genetic pool. I kind of tend to think that the guys here are a little inbred, you know?
Mm.
They look the same. They talk the same. I mean, they all wear, you know, there was a time they all wore plaid shirts. They all had beards. They were all sort of a little dirty looking.
That's culture.
Yeah. But I think but I think it's inbreeding, too.
I think there's men on the prairies, too.
Oh, do you?
Yeah, there's men on the prairies. And the ones who were cute when they were 21, you know, a lot of them aren't cute anymore.
So what are you missing most?
Well, this week I need help around the house. Last week I really wanted sex. This week I haven't got the time for it.
I'd have to say sex is up there, you know, when you're regularly getting a bit for, you know, 8 years. When it's not there anymore, it's something that you notice.
So, there it is, Paul.
Sad. But I don't know, Geraldine. Something about this statistical gap just doesn't ring true to me. 61% women? Where? I mean, other than Mom, my life seems like it's just nonstop guy action.
Well, not, you know, that kind
of thing. But all the guy gap is patently obvious in this very building.
It is?
Haven't you been through the newsroom lately?
Well, I look in on occasion, but I find the atmosphere, I don't know, kind of hostile.
That's not hostility, Paul. That's a hormonal time bomb waiting to explode.
No, Geraldine. When I look in, it's definitely hostility.
9 single women and only 2 guys, both of them in serious long-term relationships.
There are not 9 single women in the newsroom. What about, fishnets and pumps? She's married to, what's his name, up in engineering.
That's been over for years.
It has? Oh, well, what about, purple hair, thing in her nose? I thought she had a close friendship with that waitress over at,
That was one of those interim lesbian things.
I have no idea. Oh, no wonder Erling has that hunted look.
So that's it, Paul. A city of women.
A city of women, eh? Still leaves a big question, of course, huh?
Yes.
Where did all the men go?
If you find out, be sure to let us know.
Oh, no way. I'm thinking, Geraldine, that it might be time to get out there and play the field again.
Good luck.
Geraldine Cumby, thanks for this glimpse beneath the pulse of life in our fair town.
Okay, Paul.
We look forward to another visit real soon.
Hi, I'm John Marshall.
And I'm Vlad Ragnall Hulick.
No, you're not.
But seriously, folks,
join me and Vlad on Sunday night at 7 here on BCN for a classical comedy. This week,
we cast our spotlight on the career of a comic genius.
Yeah, a man who has made all our lives a funnier place to be.
We'll feature Red Skelton, comic genius. Did I say that already?
Yes! Long an influence in our generation of humorists, Red,
as he was known,
created a style of comedy that appeared slapstick and superficial,
but in reality touched the soul of humanity through his all-too-human character.
Who will ever forget the tramp?
Jethro Clampett.
And, of course, Dennis the Menace.
What a legacy!
Sunday night at 7 o'clock.
Classical comedy with Red Skelton.
And you, Vladimir Rangel Hulick.
And you, John Marshall. Here on the BCN.
It's all the rage these days. Everyone's got to have their own personal psychic. And now, I'm getting mine. Miss Betty is the most fashionable clairvoyant in town at the moment, and she has kindly agreed to fit me into her tight schedule and her even tighter basement apartment.
Make yourself comfortable.
Oh, excuse me there. Oh, bet you didn't see that coming.
Mock me and I'll put a hex on your head.
Sorry. Well, I confess, Miss Betty, that while I've seen some amazing voodoo zombie work, I remain skeptical about most occult mumbo-jumbo.
Well, we'll see about that then.
Now, you're not just a psychic. I hear that you dabble in a bit of everything.
How about I give you a general introductory consultation?
A complete mental.
A complete mental, huh? That's funny. Okay, give me your hand.
All right.
Ah, you got some funny lines here, bud.
I wish.
Now, let's see your lifeline.
Ooh, that tickles.
Oh, you're destined for greatness.
Oh, really?
No, sorry, you were destined for greatness. Wow, look at this. A passing lane. Wait a minute. You were you dead?
Yeah, technically. Back in 89, I flatlined for a few minutes, but I was resuscitated. Huh?
Still, that's strange. Your lifeline goes crazy there, but then it just disappears for a long time, and then it comes back strong here.
Well, that must be where I completely blacked out for a couple of years back in the early 90s. I was really messed up on a lot of stuff. And I can't remember a thing.
Okay, put your hands over the ball.
Oh, now we're talking. The crystal ball.
Now, concentrate.
Right.
Sit up straight.
Okay.
Whoa.
What is it?
Wow.
Can I see that?
Shh, you're going somewhere.
Yes?
Going up something.
Yes?
Into a dark place. A steamy place.
Well, this sounds good.
But you are also in great danger.
What kind of danger?
Oh, there's a new power. A dark figure.
Who is it?
I don't know. Just be on the lookout.
Right, okay. You see anything in there from the years that I blanked out?
There's a ship.
The Great Eastern?
No, it's a desert. Or a prairie?
Oh,
beams of light. An air airship. And there are strangers examining you with devices.
Probes.
Yeah, there's a wee little one and a great huge one. And you are screaming.
Don't probe me!
They're flying you somewhere.
To another planet?
No, to Tutsing.
Tutsing? Where the hell is Tutsing?
And you're falling through a vast, empty space, and you're... I can't see.
Oh, come on.
I'm getting interference.
Clear it up.
There's something metallic.
That could be the plate in my head. I've got to know. I've got to know.
$25.
Oh, you swindling hag. Let me see that ball.
Okay, $15.
Out of my way. Sorry about the ball. It's not expensive, are they?
No, you are damned. Damned.
Oh, come on, Betty. It was only an accident.
Nevertheless, you are damned.
Well, fine. Oh, yeah, of course, damned. So thanks, Miss Betty, for this introduction to the resurgent occult. Boy, I got to admit that you had me going there for a while.
Okay, let's forget about the ball. Think about a 10-week program. I'll give you a good price.
Read my mind.
Hello, I'm Rita Malloy with some BCN community announcements. The Avalon Historic Society presents Dr. Otto Potterster with folk nonsense of old Terra Nova. Gargling cherry syrup to predict storms, counting ducks to find a wife, and wearing beetroot to put away boils. Dr. Potterster debunks some of our most deeply held superstitions. That's Monday at 8 p.m. at the Colonial Building. The Royal Newfoundland Constabulary wishes to advise the public that a number of subpoenas have been stolen from headquarters, and a prankster has been serving them on unsuspecting members of the public. If you have been subpoenaed in the matter of Regina versus Mullet, the matter of Regina versus Sharp, or the matter of Cine El Grande versus Earl Vardy, Cando Cheese and Drilling, Bernard Ayres Panama Trading et al., please check with the High Sheriff of Newfoundland. The Association for the Restoration of Left-Hand Drive is disbanding. There will be an as-is, where-is auction of the Association's assets at the clubhouse on the Balleen Line tonight at 7:30. Proceeds from the auction will be donated to Atlantic Phrenology. And there will be a Vinyl Forever get-together at the Stinkhammer on Sunday afternoon. Bring along your old discs, wax nostalgic, and grouse about CDs with fellow vinyl lovers. Get in the groove, up the stink, Sunday afternoon. Those are some community announcements. BCN, serving the island for over 60 years.
It's that noise from Newfoundland. Yes, once more we play the most popular game show there has ever been. So, man of the tumult, Hollis Duffett, play that puzzling sound.
Whoever, look, 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 look.
What in the world is that? For me to know and you to find out. So, let's turn over a few envelopes and emails and boxes and stuff down here. And see what we can... here's an entry from Dave Dempster. And, it's marked confidential. I guess I can't read that on the air. I don't know how that got in the contest bag. So let's get back into the bag and we'll pull out an email. And it's from Newfoundland. Not often these days we get a guest from the home province of the Great Eastern. It's from Sherry Coombs in Bryant's Cove. I love that area of the island, Upper Island Cove, Feather Point, Harbor Grace. And Sherry writes, "Hi there. I have a response to the Sound from Newfoundland question. Is it a person trying to ward off a bumblebee? CBC rocks." Whatever that means. Signed, Sherry Coombs in beautiful downtown Bryant's Cove. Sorry, Sherry. The noise is not that of someone defending themselves against a bumblebee attack.
Get your pencil and paper ready. I'll give you our mailing address in a moment. But first, Hollis Duffett. What the heck is all that racket? If you know what the sound is, write us right now at What's That Noise from Newfoundland, care of the BCN, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. Or you can email us at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. Now, don't forget, next week is our annual Listener's Letters program, where we answer your queries about anything here at the BCN. If you have a question, something you need to know about us, write Listener's Letters and we'll do our darndest to clear up your concerns. Same mailing address, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, A1C1H5. You know, Finland has given the world so much. It's given us so much. Musically, Finland is responsible for Telu. Here they are with Manaus.
Maxi out the loot, and the boy might be very much the loot. thou bearest the heavy riches but a journey, and death unloads thee. Hello, I am Morris Jesso, host of Interred. You can't take it with you, so why not blow it today? This week on Interred, we will look at the latest trend in the dying game, the living wake. Past your best before date? Then plan your obsolescence. Invite your nearest and dearest, throw the bash the lifetime, and then put out the lights. Enjoy yourself. It's later than you think. Interred, Sundays, noon, on BCN, with me, Morris Jesso.
Was a tattoo labeled one a rebel, an outsider. It was the mark of hooliganism, sign of a jailbird, brand of the brigand, or the stamp of the harlot. Now, all measure of wannabe and poser is inclined to have some ridiculous symbol or message punched permanently into their dermis, to check their watch and forever note they were once such a devoted fan of the group Bung that they had the name of the band etched into their knuckles. The hottest skin scriptorium in this burg is Pomo the Sailor Man, postmodern tattooing. It's here that the cool and desperate to be cool of North America's oldest city come for their personal intaglio. The man they seek, Cameron Pardy, the first local needle and ink sensation since Edwin Fats Jackman hung up the spike in 89. Cameron?
In here, behind the curtain.
Excuse me, I'm sorry. I'll just wait outside.
No, it's okay. I'm from Ontario. We're allowed.
Are you sure?
Really? It's fine.
Oh, great. Call me old-fashioned, but ever since I was a teenager, I've been fascinated by women's breasts.
Diane's a graduate student up at UNSJ, right?
Yeah.
And your arena, mademoiselle?
Comparative literature.
Well, now, there's a growth field for you. Diane, what is it that you're having done here?
I'm having brackets put on either side of my breast and a forward slash in between them.
Is this your own design?
No, I've seen it before. I'm quoting another tattoo.
Yeah, I've done four or five of these.
Well, I guess the days of Forever Wendy and Keep on Truckin' are gone, eh?
Long gone, Paul. But you're right, there's a lot of people that are doing their own designs.
I'm guessing mostly people who, with very little design sense, noodle out something on a piece of paper and bring it into you.
Yeah, lots of pseudo-Celtic gobbledygook or faux Eastern stuff.
We endlessly add it on until one day it's an unintelligible mess.
For sure. Well, that's it, Diane. What do you think?
Oh, yeah. It looks great, Cameron. What do you think, Paul?
Well, it certainly got focus.
Just wait till the gang at the department sees this. See you again soon, Cameron. Just put it on my pad.
Sure, anytime.
Wow. Educated women getting tattoos. Times are changing. What other types of people do you have coming in here?
Lots of young kids, some older adventurer types. Mostly it's a pretty middle-class bunch.
Fewer beefy Navy types than in the past, eh?
Yeah. I'd love to do one of those anchors. Come on, Paul, I'll give you a freebie.
The anchor? No, I don't think so.
Whatever you want. You know, a heart with mom inside.
Mixed feelings in the mom department, Cameron. But, you know, maybe that's the problem for me. Now, I don't know that there is an image that I could live with every day.
Well, why don't you have, like, a contest to get your listeners to make suggestions?
Poll the Canadian public to see what message they'd like permanently inked on my flesh? Cameron, you have no idea what nature of mail we receive.
Oh, come on.
Well, why not? Okay, compañeros, send your suggestion for the Paul Moth tattoo to Tattoo, the Great Eastern, 342 Duckworth Street, St. John's, Newfoundland, A1C1H5. It can be hand-drawn, or a photograph, a word, or words, or a slogan even, whatever. You can also email us at greateastern@stjohns.cbc.ca. And if we use your design, we'll send you a free Great Eastern T-shirt.
Well, what are the odds of me getting a T-shirt?
Out of the question. Cameron Pardy, Pomo the Sailor Man, thanks for this. 520 on the long wave. You are listening to the Broadcasting Corporation of Newfoundland, BCN. Of all the days in the year, of all the ceremonies and anniversaries we celebrate, of all the earthly delights and pagan rituals that fill our days with light and our nights with dread, there is none I feel a closer kinship with than the Day of the Dead. There's something for everyone in this triad of days devoted to the dearly departed, All Hallows Eve and its kiddie content, the tricks and treats and the jack-o'-lanterns, All Saints Day, an homage to those known and unknown people of holiness, and then All Souls, the day for the plain old long gone, the expired, the extinct, the late, those who have gone before. Halloween, once the night of witches and ghosts, has been cleansed and made palatable by commerce, losing much of its adult luster. The bonfires are out, the wicked souls and the Lord of Death get short shrift from Hallmark, and instead, candied apples and Darth Vader masks are in. All Saints, well, that's pretty sanitary to begin with, isn't it? Organized religious observance and all, the official party line. It's the white milk bottle version of the afterlife. You know, the harps, fluffy clouds, angels we have heard on high kind of thing. So that's the young and the guilt-free taken care of. But they've got holidays all over the place. Where are the days for the damned? All Souls, the Day of the Dead. Now, that has resonance for those of us who haven't fallen from grace but leapt from it. We who tempt the Lord and laugh in the face of the devil, who have described our own circles of hell, who know that if you're going to get anything out of this existence, you better get it before you go. The hedonists, the cynical, the cross-addicted, the guilelessly guilty, the real hobgoblins and satyrs. The maniacs, the misanthropes, the morbid, the monsters, those of us who have done it all. We need our holidays, too. And now, straight, clean, and sober for years, I have become the person I most feared. Great Eastern, beamed by bitumen directly to you. Our engineer is Hollis Stoppett, and Ish Lundrigan is the director of radio at the BCN. If you tune your web browser to www.greateastern.cbc.ca, you will find our homepage, which contains all manner of information, sound, and pictures. The Great Eastern is rebroadcast every Saturday evening to Canada on Radio 2 of the CBC service and to Latin America, the Caribbean, and the United States via the shortwave service of Radio Canada International. My name is Paul Moss. Join me again next Saturday for the Great Eastern, Newfoundland's cultural magazine.